It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, Brian, in with a check of news here on this Saturday. Currently, we are sitting at 62 degrees right now. That's after a morning low of 56. We're going to see clouds on the increase today and maybe a chance for some showers and thunderstorms and winds. They've taken that wind advisory out of the forecast. It was in effect until 4 o'clock today. They've taken that out now, but we could still see wind gusts as high as around 40 miles per hour today. We'll have a complete check of that weather forecast coming up at the end of our news. Well, mentioning the wind and strong severe storms, we had some strong to severe storms in the Effingham area late Friday night into early Saturday morning. And after an evening with no activity, the storm system arrived in Effingham County just after 11 p.m. The storms featured rain, strong winds, relentless lightning, and reports of hail. The storm sirens were sounded at about 11:20, and a tornado warning was issued until midnight, although the storms continued well after that time. Strong winds knocked down a tree and a power line that blocked the northbound lane of Illinois Route 128 near Beecher City. Effingham City emergency officials opened City Hall as a shelter from the storms. And again, a reminder that even though the strongest storms visited overnight, winds still near 40 miles per hour today. Well, country singer Dylan Scott will be the headliner for the 2025 Effingham County Fair. Fair Board Vice President Dale Lau announced the show on the morning show on Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3. Scott is known for such hits as Can't Have Mine, My Girl, and Hooked. The 34-year-old Scott is married and a father of three. He writes most of the songs he sings. Scott will perform on Friday, August 1st at 7 p.m. Opening for Dylan Scott will be the husband-wife duo Jake and Michaela. The pair typically are heard as an acoustic act, but will perform at the fair with a full band. Tickets are available at the fair's website, EffinghamCountyFair.com, or you can phone the fair at 888-854-FAIR. This year's Effingham County Fair will open July 26th and run through August 2nd. Well, HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital has announced a major expansion in pediatric health care. Renovation started March 10th on the new Center for Pediatric Therapy that will be located at 904 Medical Park Drive in Effingham. The new center will offer cutting-edge treatment services that cater specifically to the unique needs of children, providing a child-friendly environment designed to promote development, improve mobility, and encourage independence. It will be the first and only center of its kind in the region. The project includes renovation of a 4,600-square-foot building and state-of-the-art therapy equipment, making a sizable investment for the region's children, reducing the need for them to travel to obtain the level of care they deserve. St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital already offers many pediatric therapy services to children, to care for children with diagnoses such as autism, spectrum disorder, ADHD, sensory processing disorder, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, developmental delays, traumatic brain injuries, and other cognitive conditions. Additional advanced therapies will be added, including pediatric pelvic floor therapy, intensive therapy with the universal exercise unit, TOT, SAVI, and also sensory processing interventions, augmentative and alternative communication, and advanced pediatric feeding therapy, and much more. The center will feature not only therapeutic services, but also specialized equipment that support physical and emotional development, such as a climbing rock wall and an adaptive playground. These additions are designed to help children build strength, coordination, and confidence in a fun, supportive environment. Construction is expected to be complete in late August 2025, and the center will be operational shortly thereafter, with open house events to be scheduled for public tours of the facility. For more information about HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital, visit stanthonyshospital.org. Well, 4th Street is now reopened. The second phase began Friday at 3 p.m. Hindlemeyer Avenue will be closed from 4th Street to the north exit of Village Apartments. This will continue until Wednesday, and that will be Wednesday the 26th of March at 7 p.m., so just keep that in mind. Well, a bill proponents say will properly regulate homeschooling in Illinois is expected to get a hearing in committee next week in the Illinois House. House Bill 2857 is scheduled to be heard in the Education Policy Committee Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Hundreds of homeschool students and parents rallied at the Capitol recently to voice their displeasure with the measure being sponsored by a Lombard Democrat. The Chicago Tribune recently editorialized that aspects of the measure make sense to them, saying it would be helpful to see basic enrollment information in order to understand the number of kids being homeschooled. But they added that if that were all the bill required, it wouldn't be that controversial. But there is much more to the measure, provisions that make it unreasonable and overly intrusive. The Tribune pointed to the fact that if parents failed to fill out homeschool paperwork properly or give local education authorities timely notice of their intent to homeschool, they could be charged with a Class C misdemeanor punishable by up to 30 days in jail. State Representative Brad Holbrook said it's another example of overreach that pushes students and residents out of Illinois. We'll take a break. We've got a check of area obituaries and the weather forecast coming up next.
Curb Records recording artist Dylan Scott will be the headliner at the Effingham County Fair Friday, August 1st. Scott is a multi-platinum singer with number one hits including My Girl, Nobody, New Truck, Can't Have Mine, and a top five hit Hooked.
I'm hooked.
Is local high-energy country music duo Jake and Michaela. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at EffinghamCountyFair.com.
Do you toss and turn all night long? Are you achy and tired every morning? Then it's time to get a new mattress from WS Broom. During Broom's mattress clearance sale, you can get a great mattress at even better price. Save on gel foam, pocketed coil, and hybrid sets. Save on plush, firm, and two-sided sets. Spare bedroom and kids mattresses are on sale too. And Broom's has adjustable bases and luxury pillows for even more custom comfort. Hurry to WS Broom in downtown Effingham and sleep great tonight.
Turning to area obituaries, Elizabeth Louise Betty Oakes, age 93, of Newton, passed away on Thursday, March 13th. A massive Christian burial will be at 11 a.m. Thursday, March 20th. Visitation will be from 9 to 10:30 at St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church in St. Marie. Arrangements are under the care of Meyer Funeral Home in Newton, again, for Elizabeth Louise Betty Oakes, age 93, of Newton. Harry Eugene Buck Pettigrew, age 89, of Wheeler, passed away on Friday, March 14th. Funeral arrangements are incomplete for Harry Eugene Buck Pettigrew at Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich. Clara Marie Brown, 73, of Watson, passed away on Wednesday, March 12th. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 22nd at Watson Baptist Church in Watson with burial in Watson Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, March 21st at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Again, that's for Clara Marie Brown, 73, of Watson. Beverly Booty of Olney passed away on March the 12th, and the funeral services will be held on March 17th at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. Visitation will be held on Monday, March 17th from 10 to 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. And again, Kistler Patterson Funeral Home in Olney has been entrusted with the arrangements for Beverly Booty, 88, of Olney. Funeral services for 77-year-old Gregory Hobby of Effingham will be Monday at 11 at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Gregory Hobby will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Monday. Funeral services for Carl Busher, 90, of Effingham, will be Tuesday at 10 at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Monday evening at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham for Carl Busher. Funeral services for 77-year-old Nancy Palm of Watson will be today at 10 at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Again, that's for Nancy Palm. A celebration of life for Laverl and Margie Langford of Effingham will be today at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m., with the funeral to follow, again, for Laverl and Margie Langford. A memorial service for 83-year-old Joyce Fergus of Sanford, Florida, formerly of Effingham, will be Sunday at 1 at the First United Methodist Church in Sanford, Florida. Again, that's for 83-year-old Joyce Fergus of Sanford, Florida, formerly of Effingham. Our forecast for today sees clouds on the increase. There is a 50% chance for some showers and thunderstorms, breezy conditions, and winds out of the south-southwest 11 to 21 miles per hour with gusts as high as 39. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low down to 35. South to southwest winds 6 to 14 miles per hour, becoming northwest after midnight tonight. We could see winds gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. The chance of precip tonight at 50%. Sunday, partly sunny, a high near 45. West to northwest winds 14 to 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 23. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low down to 28. So we drop back down below freezing Sunday night with a northwest wind at 5 to 8 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. But we could see wind gusts before that as high as 17 miles per hour. Monday, sunny, with a high near 58, light and variable winds becoming south at 8 to 13 miles per hour Monday morning, and we could see wind gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Our morning low, we hit that earlier this morning, was 56. Yesterday's high made it all the way up to 81. We ended up with 1 inch of precip here at the studios from those storms last night, and we currently sit at 62 degrees. Winds out of the south right now at 12 miles per hour. We've had a gust as high as 21, but again, we'll call it partly sunny skies and 62 right now here at Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3. That has been a check of news on this Saturday.